Well, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night. You may remember the post office motto, but what about COVID mandates? That's a deal breaker, according to the U.S. Postal Service, which is asking for a temporary reprieve from the federal vaccine mandate, warning of its own supply chain disruption. And correspondent Tom Negevin live for us in New York. So, Tom, what will this mean for mail delivery? It's already been slow.
Right, and it could be a massive disruption, Nicole, according to the post office, but that's not even the biggest part of the story. The real issue is the collision course that sets the White House on with a government agency that's also one of the nation's largest employers.
This video compiled by News Nation over the month of December as the nation's postal workers powered through an insanely busy holiday shipping season. And tonight, the Postal Service says the busy holidays are a big part of the current problem. It's still busy, and workers are in short supply. Here it is in writing, a letter from Deputy Postmaster General Doug Tolino to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, expressing concern that the federal vaccine mandate or weekly testing could be potentially catastrophic, likely to result in the loss of many employees, even suggesting the impact on deliveries might be more than the country can take right now. At issue, concern that the mandate, which takes effect Monday, would slow the post office down and that some of the massive agency's 650,000 workers would either leave because of it or be disciplined for disobeying it. The White House isn't responding, referring questions to OSHA, which isn't responding. But tonight, House Democrats like Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly are accusing Trump-appointed Postmaster General Louis DeJoy of playing politics with the lives of postal workers and customers, saying in a statement to News Nation, vaccines save lives. Sick postal workers, not shots in arms, is what will hurt the Postal Service and customers. Fire DeJoy.
And tonight, the Labor Department telling us OSHA has received the USPS request and is reviewing it. But, Nicole, this is already headed to the nation's highest court, the U.S. Supreme Court, scheduled to hear special arguments on this starting tomorrow.
Yeah, no response from some pretty important players there, Tom, but we know you are staying on top of it. Thank you for that update.